The cycle of life is one of continuous transformation. Adaptation leads to stability, which eventually results in stagnation, entropy, disintegration, dissolution, and incubation, commonly perceived of as death. While the cycle will continue, we believe that as the next few decades unfold, we will see a new era in which human aging will have a completely new expression. As you have learned, it is possible to have increased vitality, creativity, and mental and physical capacity as the years unroll. Many have lamented that youth is wasted on the young, but now we have the opportunity to experience the exquisite combination of mature wisdom along with youthful biology. Through our interpretations and choices, we can increase both the quality and quantity of human life, adding both years to our life and life to our years. This should be our intention for the world and ourselves. We have access to Shangri-La in our own awareness. Modern physicists tell us that quantum mathematics predicts parallel coexisting realities. In the quantum world, there are no fixed objects, only superpositions of probability, oscillating fields of possibility. Shangri-La is one such possibility, a projection of consciousness that is beyond the limitations of time and space. The world of disease, decay, entropy, and premature death is another projection of consciousness that is currently our pervasive one. When reality shifts, both the observer and the observed change. The observer in one reality is quite different from the observer in another. If the observer does not change, neither does the observed. Here, the observed is the body, while the observer is your state of consciousness. Although focusing on the body through diet, exercise, and herbs can be helpful, the real shift has to be in consciousness. When you, the observer, shifts, your body also shifts, and your interpretation of your life transforms. One consequence of this transformation is the recognition that aging is a choice. According to Ayurveda, every human being is a weaving together of the environment, body, mind, and spirit. The environment has the shortest shelf life, for it is changing every moment. The body has a slightly longer shelf life. It takes about a year to replace almost all the atoms and molecules that comprise it. The mind, which includes the intellect and ego, has a still longer shelf life. Your aspirations, beliefs, dreams, memories, and desires may last an entire lifetime. Your soul is eternal and not subject to the entropy and decay that govern the environment, body, and mind. Live your life from the level of your soul and you will be timeless. This awareness will not do away with the essential fact of your physical mortality. The soul must have the opportunity to evolve and take quantum leaps in creativity. To live in the same body forever would be like getting stuck with the same automobile for eternity. At some point, the old must give rise to the new. The cycle must go on, as beautifully expressed in the Alfred Lord Tennyson poem. The old order changes, yielding place to new, and God fulfills himself in many ways, lest one good custom should corrupt the world. We have given you the tools to become a co-creator with God, to harness the evolutionary forces of imagination, inspiration, innovation, and creativity. There is immense power in these tools. We hope you will use them wisely and, by example, lead the way in helping to create a world of joy, wisdom, and vitality. This is Deepak Chopra. I hope you have enjoyed this production of Grow Younger, Live Longer. This program was produced and directed by Bob Walter. Executive producer, Sherry Huber. Abridgment by Virginia Noonan. Text copyright 2001 by Deepak Chopra MD and David Simon MD. Production copyright 2001, Random House Inc. All rights reserved.